Morning, Church.
Morning.
The reading this morning is Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. This would be the last time that Jesus and his disciples would meet together before he was taken into heaven. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
So that Bible verse is often called the Great Commission. Yes. Which button do I press? I forgot. Right, thank you. Forgot to ask that really important question. It's the foundation of mission and evangelism. It represents the call to spread the gospel. We all know that as the good news. To every corner of the world. To make disciples and bring them into a relationship with God. This passage also emphasizes Jesus' authority and his enduring presence with his followers, empowering them to carry out their mission. So, it's a global mandate. The first thing to notice in this passage is the scope of the mission. Jesus commands us to make disciples of all nations. This is not a local mission, but a global one. The gospel isn't just for us here today, or even for those who are like us. It's for everyone, everywhere. As a Baptist church, we are part of a long tradition of global mission. Our history is filled with stories of men and women who have gone to the ends of the earth to share the good news of Jesus. And we, as a church here in Bourne, are called to continue that legacy. Baptism. Jesus says, as we make disciples, we are to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Many of you have been through baptism and know that it's a public declaration of faith and a central practice in our church. It's not just a ritual, but a powerful symbol of dying to our old life and being raised to new life in Christ. In our world mission, baptism is a sign that people are coming to faith in Jesus and choosing to follow him. Every year we hear stories of people being baptized in far-off places. We are reminded that God's kingdom is growing second by second, minute by minute, day by day. And the gospel is indeed reaching new hearts all over the world. There's teaching and discipleship in this Bible passage. Jesus didn't just tell us to make converts. He told us to make disciples, people who are deeply rooted in their faith. People who know the teachings of Jesus and, importantly, live them out. That's why Jesus said we are to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Our mission doesn't stop when someone says a prayer or gets baptized. We are called to walk alongside people, helping them grow in their faith, teaching them the word of God and helping them to live in obedience to God. That is why the global church invests so much in discipleship, whether it's through Bible studies, life groups, small gatherings, or even providing theological training for local leaders in different parts of the world. This is a global perspective. Christians, Baptists, interpret all nations to mean that the gospel is for every person, regardless of nationality. Regardless of nationality, culture or background. The global church, like others, embraces a cross-cultural mission ethos, seeking to serve in areas of the world that may have little or no exposure to the Christian faith. This often means that Baptist World Mission focuses on countries in the global South, Asia, Africa, and Latin America, where they may engage in community developments, healthcare, education, alongside spiritual evangelism. Jesus gives us two incredible promises in this passage. First, he says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Jesus has absolute authority over all creation, over every nation, every ruler, every situation. That means we can go into mission with the backing of the King of Kings. It's not just our effort, it's his power working through us. Secondly, Jesus says, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This promise of his presence is a source of great comfort, especially for those who go out into the mission field in difficult or hostile environments. Jesus is with them, and he's with us as we live out his calling. So what's our response? Let's remember that the Great Commission is not a suggestion. It's a command. It's the call of Christ for every believer, every church, and it's a call that we need to be committed to answering. Jesus entrusted us with the most important mission in the world, to go, to make disciples, to baptize each other, to teach, and to live in the power of his presence. May we be a church that takes this call seriously, and may God use us to spread the good news of Jesus. Spread it to all nations. So what does that mean for us here today? How do we need to respond to this great commission? First of all, we need to pray. We need to pray for the nations, for those who have never heard the gospel, and for those who are serving in missions. We think particularly at this time of Alison Quinlan in Japan. Pray for the work of the Baptist World Mission, for the missionaries and local believers who are on their front line. Give. We can support World Mission through our giving, whether it's through financial contributions to mission organisations or supporting specific projects. Our giving can help spread the gospel where we may not be able to go ourselves. Go. Some of us may be called to go, whether it's on a short-term mission trip or as long-term missionaries. God may be stirring your heart today to step out in faith and be part of his global mission. We need to engage. We need to engage locally and globally. World Mission isn't just out there, it's also right here, right now. Our local communities, our workplaces, and our schools are filled with people from many nations and backgrounds who need to know Jesus. We are called to make disciples right where we are, right now.